blank, why it's fine to falter and fail, and how to pick yourself up again. Written and read by Giles Paley-Phillips and Jim Daly. Making connections to other people is so vital, and it's what forms the crux of the Blank podcast. It's certainly what keeps me going. There are episodes we do with people I'm a massive fan of, and other episodes we do with guests I don't quite know as much about, but I always come away feeling somehow enriched and full of happiness, and like I've just added a really interesting person to my life. That connection with Giles when we first met was really key, and the connections we make with our guests on the podcast not only lead to great conversations that we hope our listeners enjoy too, but also some really useful nuggets of truth and life lessons. I always come away for an episode with a few, and I've tried to apply as many of them as possible to my life since. Some successfully, some less so. In fact, I was having a pretty big blank moment in my own creative life when Giles proposed the podcast. I had been doing comedy for 5 years and hadn't quite gone the way I'd have liked. I'd grown frustrated by the lack of progress, which was nearly all my fault, and I needed something to jumpstart my career. I secretly hoped that doing the podcast might help me learn a bit about why I'd stalled and maybe give me some pointers to getting back on track. What I didn't realise was that I'd be getting one-on-one advice from some of the UK's most successful comedians, and that just over a year later, I would have performed at the Edinburgh Fringe and got myself a comedy agent. So I owe a lot to this podcast and to Giles. It's given me the chance to meet so many brilliant people, and not just in the creative fields. It started off that way, but very quickly we realised we could broaden our scope to include business people, scientists, politicians, and many more. In fact, the only guest so far that I've got super nervous about meeting was Caroline Lucas, leader of the Green Party. I am a card-carrying member of the Green Party, and I just think she's brilliant and such an inspiration. She's like a rock star to me, so to get to meet her was such a big deal. Thankfully, she was lovely, and she even gave us one of the best going blank stories we've ever heard, which is included in this book. I do hope that you get as much out of this book, our little journey through blankness, and all the various aspects of going blank, as I have from the last 2 years of making our podcast. In it, we will explore the various themes of blankness, those moments when things just aren't going right, when you're staring at a blank document, trying to be creative or express yourself, when you go blank on stage or halfway through a presentation, when you falter during a performance, or when you're having a monumental life blank in which everything is going wrong. We have handpicked the best advice and anecdotes from our podcast guests and added our own thoughts and experiences on the areas of blankness that keep coming up on the podcast. You'll find us talking about everything from creativity to grief, lack of sleep to social media, social awareness to public failure. We hope you'll learn something interesting along the way, just as we have with the podcast.